Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, September 27th, 2020 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Verso says it will consider selling the company to Atlas if Atlas's offer is raised. Also making headlines last week, a massive cryptocurrency mining operation is planned at the former Pondere newsprint mill. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We are back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, September 24th at 4297, up 91 points or 2.1% from the September 17th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 7-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 0.5%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Veritiv, up 29.5%, followed by Boise Cascade, gaining 5.2%. The biggest decliner for the week was Resolute Forest Products, down by 5.6%. Over the past year, Veritiv has been the top performer, gaining 370%, while the deepest decliner has been IT Tech Packaging, down by 19%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 44.6%, while the PM40 is up 47.1%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project, from simple small projects to complex large challenges. Call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Brazil. Klabin Company chairman dies at age 89. Brazilian pulp maker Klabin S.A. said this past Wednesday that the chairman of its board of directors, Armando Klabin, died at the age of 89 in Rio de Janeiro. A member of the board since its creation in 1979, Klabin is credited with leading the company in the early 2000s to focus on the packaging industry. Klabin is currently the largest producer and exporter of paper for packaging in the country. The company did not report the cause of death. Again, Dateline Brazil. Klabin starts up first paper machine of the Puma II project in Brazil. Klabin started up the first paper machine, that's MP27, of the Puma II project located in Ortigueira, Paraná, Brazil, which is the largest investment to date. With production capacity of 450,000 tons, MP27 launches production of Eucaliner, the world's first kraftliner paper made 100% from eucalyptus fiber. The Puma II project is the result of a $12.9 billion real investment made by Klabin to build two new paper machines by 2023 with integrated pulp production. The startup marks an important milestone in the company's current expansion cycle and reinforces its capacity for sustainable growth combined with technology. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Japan. Ringo opens Yodogatawa Logistics Center in Japan. Ringo Company Limited has opened Yodogawa Logistics Center in Fukushima-gasu, Akasaki, Japan. Yodogatawa Logistics Center is Ringo Group's largest logistics center in the Kansai region of Japan and is capable of storing approximately 20,000 tons of containerboard. The logistics center has implemented a warehouse management system and a truck guidance system. Operating within the warehouse, such as product storage and picking, have been significantly automated, including the use of RFID and with the adoption of unmanned clamp lifts, the first case of such use in Japan at a warehouse handling a container board. These efforts not only improve the efficiency of operations within the warehouse, but also achieve shortening of truck waiting time and product loading time, the company said. Dateline Sweden, SCA and ST1 enter joint venture to produce and develop liquid biofuels. SCA and ST1 have entered into a joint venture to produce and sell liquid biofuels. SCA will supply tall oil to the joint venture and will invest approximately 0.6 billion Swedish kroners in the company. The new biorefinery is under construction on the ST1 refinery site in Gothenburg and will have a total capacity of 200,000 metric tons of liquid biofuels. It is designed to optimize production of renewable HVO diesel and biojet fuel and to use tall oil-based feedstock. The joint venture will have access to SCA's tall oil and byproduct from the kraft pulp production at the SCA's mills in Östrand, Obbola, and Munksund. The biofuel refinery will also be capable of using a wide range of other feedstocks and is expected to be operational in the second quarter of 2023. As part of the agreement, ST1 also becomes a 50% owner of SCA's Östrand biorefinery. The Austrian biorefinery project has recently received environmental permits for the production of 300,000 metric tons of liquid biofuels based on black liquor and solid biomass such as sawdust or bark. The biorefinery in Austrian is a development project where a number of technological challenges remain to be solved before a product design can be finalized, the company said. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Paperitalo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We are back, and now back to the news. Dateline Deerfield, Illinois. Pregis and Henkel join forces to develop advanced protective packaging for improved circularity, enhanced recycling. Pregis and Henkel recently joined forces to advance the development of sustainable protective packaging solutions that meet environmental goals and address future packaging requirements. The recently rebranded Pregis EverTech lightweight recycled paper cushion mailer, which is manufactured with EPIX technology from Henkel Adhesive Technologies, was the first example of a shipping solution jointly developed to address the growth of e-commerce packaging. Henkel's EPEX technology enhances paper product functionality and improves performance while maintaining the sustainability and recyclability. The EverTech mailer, manufactured with EPEX, is a lightweight, durable packaging or package that can decrease material waste as well as reduce reliance on corrugated boxes and improve distribution efficiency, all while providing customers with a curbside recyclable option. To meet significant market demand, Pregis has opened several new U.S. manufacturing sites in 2021. Dateline Charlotte, North Carolina. Glatfelter announces 12% price increase for composite fiber products. Glatfelter Corporation announced that effective immediately, it will increase the prices for all composite fiber products by 12% or as customer contracts permit. The decision is driven by continued price increases of raw materials including pulp, synthetic fibers, chemicals, and packaging materials. In addition, extensive logistics surcharges and escalation of energy costs continue, the company said. Dateline Spokane, Washington. PotlatchDeltic announces lift of recreational vehicle ban in Idaho public access. PotlatchDeltic Corporation announces changes to public access to its Idaho timberlands. Due to recent rainfall and lower temperatures in the region, fire risk has declined. As a result, the temporary motorized vehicle ban announced on July 22nd has been lifted effective Monday, September 20th. Motorized recreational vehicle use on Idaho property is permitted, except for a temporary restriction in cooperation with Idaho Department of Lands on the Bingo Creek Road. Campfires are permitted at the leased campsites. However, campfires in other locations remain banned until the open burning season starts on October 20th, per the company's regular policy. Dateline Delaware, Ohio, Greif Incorporated joins the Alliance to End Plastic Waste. Greif Incorporated announced it has joined the Alliance to End Plastic Waste, to a global nonprofit organization consisting of over 50 companies committed to ending plastic waste in the environment and protecting the planet. Quote, as a leader in industrial packaging, we recognize the responsibility we have to reduce the environmental impact of our products and operations and contribute towards a more circular economy, said Ole Rosegard, Greif's chief operating officer. He continues, quote, we are excited to join other like-minded companies as members of the Alliance. Through open collaboration and leadership provided by the Alliance, we can advance the need for more sustainable packaging and tackle some of the world's most pressing issues. I look forward to working closely with other Alliance members to advance our shared ambitions and contribute to more sustainable outcomes, end quote. The Alliance consists of member companies and supporters representing companies and organizations from across the plastic value chain. They partner with government, environmental, and non-governmental organizations around the world to address the challenge of ending plastic waste in the environment. Through programs and partnerships, the Alliance focuses on solutions in four strategic areas: infrastructure, innovation, education, and engagement, as well as environmental cleanup. And we'll be back right after this.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Proper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Proper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Things are different in 2020. How do you reach prospects in a world defined by keeping your distance? What is the effective medium for conveying your message and building your business in this new era? Paprietello Publications has been developing the very expertise you need now for 15 years. Check us out at paprietello.com. That's P-A-P-E-R-I-T-A-L-O.com. Paprietello.com. Look at our media kit and then come talk to us.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline USC, Washington. Massive cryptocurrency mining operation planned at former Pondere newsprint mill. The new owners of the shuttered Pondere newsprint mill in USC, Washington, have formally requested enough power to restart the mill and build what could be one of the largest cryptocurrency mining operations in the country. All Rise Capital Incorporated, based in Irvine, California, won an auction in April to purchase the mill for $18.1 million. The mill was one of the largest employers in Pend-Oreal County when it closed last year after its previous owners filed for bankruptcy. Todd Barron, who remained with the skeleton crew to maintain the mill until it sold, has been hired as CEO of Pondere Industries, LLC. Barron confirmed to the new owners a hope to refit the mill to make cardboard packaging, as well as add stacks of computers needed for cryptocurrency mining. Dateline Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. Versa says it will continue considering selling to Atlas if offer is raised. Versa Corporation announced this past Tuesday that it will continue considering Atlas Holdings' offer to purchase the company if Atlas increased its offer to more than $20 per share. In a release Tuesday morning, Verso announced it has entered into a confidentiality agreement with Atlas. In August, Verso announced it has formed a special committee and was consulting with independent advisors to evaluate the proposal. In Tuesday's announcement, Verso said the committee and advisors determined that $20 per share was insufficient. If Atlas ends up purchasing Verso, the sale would include the Wisconsin Rapids mill that shut down last year, as it is still a Verso property, although it's too soon to tell what Atlas would choose to do with it. Discussions began back in July when Atlas Holdings, LLC, filed a proposal to purchase Verso Corporation, and Verso responded, confirming it had received the unsolicited proposal and began talking with its financial and legal advisors. Atlas Holdings is a Greenwich, Connecticut-based private equity firm that owns and operates 23 manufacturing companies, including a concentration in the pulp and paper industry. Dateline St. Mary's, Nova Scotia, Port Hawkesbury wind will benefit the region, company says. One of the northeastern Nova Scotia's largest employers and the biggest company says that its new wind energy project is a rising tide that will float all boats, including communities in the municipality of the District of St. Mary's. Alan Eddy, manager of business development for Port Hawkesbury Paper LP, told a recent St. Mary's council meeting that the company's PH Wind division, formally launched just 2 months ago after 2 years of meteorological testing in the Guysborough County, expects to start construction on a 100-megawatt facility as early as next year. Quote, having a project that's this close to your municipality is going to benefit all, especially with construction jobs and all of those things, he said. In an interview, Eddie elaborated, a project of this nature is going to generate a lot of activity through construction, and there's ongoing maintenance, which will also involve local employment and supply chain spinoffs for the immediate area. Eddie explained that Port Hawkesbury Paper's decision to venture into wind energy business is both a timely and a pragmatic. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.